Since the 1990s, people caught possessing or selling crack cocaine were given sentences 100 times more severe than people caught with the same amount of powder cocaine. A law passed in the U.S. Senate this week would reduce that ratio to 18 to 1. Former Wisconsin Corrections Secretary Walter Dickey teaches criminal law in Madison. He says the disparity in cocaine sentencing never made any sense and ought to be eliminated completely.
I think fairness sort of requires that we go to 1-to-1. Why we would say we're going to reduce the disparity but not eliminate it when eliminating it is within our power is a little bit hard to fathom. It really is a question of the equal treatment of people for similar behavior.
The House of Representatives has passed a bill that does eliminate the disparity altogether, but it's uncertain that the two houses will agree to support that big a change. Dickey says in Wisconsin, the impact of whatever change is finally passed will be felt mainly in Milwaukee, where most of the federal drug prosecutions take place. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.